Man want PSG. I'm looking at two nights in Paris, Eurostar or Flixbus, plane, whatever, whatever, fam, whatever's the cheapest, mega bus, anything,
mega bus,
ferry, anything, whatever's the cheapest option, fam.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
Oh baby. Right before they start playing the hip hop, and then they go into the bashment, and then they play Candy at the end of the night. Candy Rain, Candy Rain, and that.
I'm not a fan of Candy, you know.
You're not a fan?
Nah, man, it's overplayed, man.
Jengi, grab your mic and explain, fam.
Just, I'm speaking so freely. Then.
So you're not a fan of Candy, Jengi?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Candy, still.
What going on, fam?
Yeah,
what happened?
Nothing really happened. I just think it's overplayed, man.
Why at the end of the night?
I have trauma? I don't think I have trauma, but I know there's been a time where I wanted a party to continue. Candy came on. I was like, what's going on there?
Oh, and then
the lights came on.
Yeah.
Finished. I said, rah. Yeah. No, lights came on even before.
Yeah, I mean, Candy's kind of the signal that, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Party
about
to be done now.
For me, I just feel like it's an overplayed song.
It is very predictable.
Yeah. And it's annoying that when it comes on, everybody knows that.
But fam, if it comes on, I'm stepping, bro. Yeah. Can't lie to you.
That's your last chance saloon, lads.
Yeah. You know what?
You got a lot.
Genuine pony.
You know what? Yes, you know what? I think, that used to be the song that used to let people know to go home, and then now it's Candy.
Yeah, probably.
I think Pony was the song. I'm probably sure Pony was the song back
when,
in the
when, you know, when the slow jams come on, bro. That's when you know I have to...
Jagged Edge, bro.
Yeah. There's been a change of direction of the night.
Come on, man.
Put it that way. But all right, guys, let's get into the soccer chat, man. Welcome back to the Bench Podcast, man. Bobby, Jengi, Charles here on a Sunday evening. Sunday, baby, we are here without fail. The squad rotation is heavy, and we've even got international players on international break.
Intercontinental.
Intercontinental.
Monumental.
Monumental.
We go live forever.
Balotelli. Okay, yeah.
Amigo. Balotelli.
Because what's his name? Man like T is currently
wearing my photos. So yeah.
Currently in Zim, man, living it up. So big him up. Producer T is not here for once. He is what is it? What's the thing? What happens when you're at school? You get full attendance.
Full attendance.
Perfect attendance. Well, his attendance record is
His attendance record very good. But either way, he is on international break. But talking of international club football, let's go over to the European continent first. But actually, before we do that, man, them two Arsenal fans sitting here, very topsy-turvy season.
Come on, man.
How are we feeling this week, eh?
Brilliant.
Is it topsy-turvy?
Kind of.
I'll ask you why you think it's topsy-turvy.
Because the league is kind of gone. You pissed that up the wall. But at least Europe,
that's
like...
That's crazy.
Europe's here, do you know what I mean? So okay. It's like, okay, one side's not so great, but on the flip side of that, you know what I mean? You could go through to a Champions League final.
Hear what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not thinking about that yet. One step at a time, bro. I'm thinking about Wednesday, to be fair. Wednesday. We just need to just pattern up and just make sure that we do the job, fam.
Yeah.
You know the Kobe meme, job not finished.
Job not done.
Job finished.
Yeah, job finished.
Job not finished, bro.
But all right, man. Let's get into it. We normally, what we do is we normally go for the weekend roundup. We talk about the Premier League games. But I think because the Premier League is like fizzling out a bit, isn't it, really, man?
Do you know what? I'll pose a question to both of you, yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but I'm hearing a lot of talk about, you know, people saying that this Premier League season is quite boring, or it's been quite dull this year. What say you guys to that? I mean, obviously, in terms of like a title race, it's not really, like you said, really too much of a thing right now.
Yeah.
In terms of like at the bottom, it's not really like that scrap till the last day, because pretty much three of the teams are down already.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, we're trying to gas up this top four race. I guess it's
a top clutching, five race as
clutching
well.
At straws, and now it's top five, changed, so the jeopardy's kind of changed a little bit. So what do you guys think about that? That maybe this season's not been the most thrilling, let's say.
I think it's been some big games, some big moments, but I guess
I don't think it's actually been that thrilling like that, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to tell, isn't it, man? What would I say on it?
I mean, it's a great season for a Liverpool fan.
Yeah,
you guys just literally. You've been a good team. You've been the best team in the league, but you've kept it so steady, and you haven't really had any like jeopardy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
for the most
really
part, or when you do,
we've done our job.
Like when you have like a little bit of jeopardy, so do we all.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it don't really, so it don't really affect you like that.
Yeah.
But credit to Liverpool, obviously, for keeping it steady. Not I mean, that's all I'd say really. But Yeah, I don't know if it's the most exciting season I've ever
had. I don't think it is.
Like I said,
they're clutching at straws with the top five stuff.
Yeah. Interesting one, man. I think that's something we should definitely delve into at the end of the season.
End of the season? Yeah, that's true.
Reflect on the big moments and the bits where, like, maybe the title race started pulling away.
Reflection.
And all that kind of stuff. Yeah, because that's actually an interesting question still. But all right, man. Like I said, well, normally we talk about the Premier League, but, bruv, the Champions League has been really the storyline of this week, hasn't it, guys? We can't deny it. As much as I'm a happy Liverpool fan, we're top of the league. We're going to win the league, etc., etc. The story, really and truly, is in Europe. It is in Europe, man. So let's start
time
there, man.
Two, bro.
Because this time last week, Jengi, we were on the pod and we were
saying, yeah, we're talking about it.
It's going to be tired. And to be honest, bro, let's not, like, we all thought it was going to be a tight game.
Yeah, man. And some people probably even thought Madrid might win.
They might even come to the Emirates and
get one off.
No, 100%. I think that was probably
had
a lot
faith
of
faith in the boys.
Arsenal fans were a lot, like, more on the safe side rather than, we're just going to go out and blast them away. But
our record at home is very good, though.
Yes.
Yep. Including, like, Bayern Munich last year that we didn't lose to, including, like, PSG that we played this year. Do you get me? Like, for the last, like, year or two, let's say, our record at home has actually been pretty good.
The Emirates has been transformed into a bit of a fortress, hasn't it, man? With that being said, 3-0 at home.
What a wow.
To Real Madrid. Declan Rice with two unbelievable free kicks.
Fam.
Mikel Merino adding to his, utility man.
Bro, all the goals were contract. Good, bro. All the goals were good.
All right, question. Is Merino a false six or a false nine? Or is he
both? A false six? I have never heard that
is
before.
Is he a false six or a false nine, or is he both?
Is a false three.
Bro, he's
everything.
Bro, you know the ones. He's everything. Yo, you see these two boxes? Yeah, you're allowed to go in both of them.
Is it volleyball?
You can only go in one box or something like that. Yeah. allowed to go in both.
Even in tennis, you can only hit it in certain boxes.
Yeah, exactly. He's magic, man.
You can only go in certain areas.
You're allowed to go there and there still. But
I'm with him, man. I'm with him, bro. But
doing his thing.
Man, give me your instant reactions. Obviously, Charles, you were kind of like, okay, if we get a result here, we can do something at Madrid.
Yeah.
Jengi, you were kind of in the same boat, but Mandem 3-0 at home.
Do you want an instant reaction?
Yeah, give me the reaction, Mandem.
I went on Google, I looked at the Eurostar to Paris.
Oh, wow.
After the game? Bro, 90 minutes, boom, whistle. I said, yeah, I'm going to Paris 2 nights. I swear you said something in the chat about that as well.
You're looking at.
I said, bro, I was gassed. I was like, yo, we just beat Real Madrid 3-0.
Nah, bro, instant reaction.
We're probably going to get PSG. I've done Villa away already this year.
Yeah.
Man want PSG. I'm looking at 2 nights in Paris. Eurostar or Flixbus plane, whatever's the cheapest, Megabus, ferry, anything, whatever's the cheapest option.
I hear it, man. So obviously,
but it was disbelief though. It was real. It was cloud nine settings. I can't lie. That was probably the best. I'm so upset that I didn't go.
Yeah.
I heard to the stadium,
bro. I heard. Obviously, I've been to a lot of games this year, innit? But I heard about the price of the tickets. My boy Mooksy got one.
How much did this cost?
I didn't ask him specifically.
Yeah.
Okay.
All he said was rent money. I said, yeah.
No, you know what? That actually makes sense because I saw a guy doing content outside the stadium and he was asking people, how many did you pay? And someone said, I paid $1,000.
Bro, rent money.
$1,000 for a ticket.
Jesus Christ.
I said, yeah.
Arsenal are making too much money, man.
My limit. I pay like $150 for a ticket, and it has to be a mad game.
Yeah.
But rent money, when you're talking $400, $500, $600, nah, bro. So I know it's Real Madrid and Mbappe, and that's in town. But fam,
well, that's a bit much, isn't it? That is a lot, man. I can't lie.
If I ain't getting invited,
but bro, just to be a fan in that stadium with that atmosphere,
I guess that is the priceless part, though.
Unreal, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm obviously
that memory,
we've had the 5-1 at City this year.
Yes.
Obviously it's rocking every time we beat Tottenham in there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, sure. We've had some real vibes this year in the stadium. But that one, beating Real Madrid, the champions of Europe.
That's huge, man.
Yeah, that would have been serious vibes, that one, man.
That was huge.
It's one for the books. For us.
It is one for the books. I was gonna ask, man. Obviously they say it's the greatest night in Arsenal's European history. Is it up there? Obviously
I'd put it top three. Because I think maybe the Real Madrid away.
The Henry one, isn't it?
Yeah, the Henry one. Yeah. I think that one
is probably
iconic.
That's probably number one, yeah.
But
yeah, winning at Bernabeu is iconic.
But I think even for the quality of the goals as well, like when we look back in like 3, 4, 5 years, we'll be like, yo, this is up there, man.
Yeah.
Instantly, I thought top three for me.
Yeah, no, 100%. I do hear it. So, man, let's talk about the game. I think the interesting thing was, obviously, I feel like it's great to win 3-0.
Yeah.
But if you win 3-0 and the performance matches the result, I think that's the one thing you guys will probably walk away with and go, all right, fair enough. Like, it's cool that we won 3-0 and it wasn't like two corners and like a breakaway goal. It was like, no, we dominated them and then we won. Tell me about the performance, man. What were your thoughts? What were you most impressed with?
How much control we had.
Yeah, I can't lie, bro. We dominated that game. Like, yeah, we dominated that game. I'll be so 0-90. I don't think there was a time where I think it was the first half where there was a couple of chances and Mbappe had that. Mbappe should have scored.
Should have scored that chance.
But he likes to do
the entire tie.
He likes to, you know the thing he likes to do, like he likes to open his body that way and then go near post.
Should I do the honorary thing in N5?
Yeah.
He should have just went far post.
I think he was in two minds, innit?
Yeah.
And he just hit straight at rail.
It was impressive that Real Madrid's only chances came through our individual mistakes.
Yeah.
Not because they got it, popped it, and were just cutting through us. Do you know what I mean? It was only because of our mistakes. So if we were to lose that game, it would have been because we let ourselves down.
Yeah,
not necessarily because Real Madrid put it on us and beat us. Do you know what I mean? So that, the fact that we dominated, we had the crowd behind us, we had the energy. Yeah, it was great. And a lot of players stepped up, man. I don't think I could fault anyone.
Even Kivior, yeah?
Bro, Kivior, obviously he had he had that one moment in the first like minute or two where like he went for the ball, he missed it, and then Mbappe had that shot from like 30 yards out. I thought, yo, you may as well go a bit closer, again, Mbappe, there.
Trust me.
And then there was one where like he made like a loose pass across goal, and then Mbappe played Vinny, but Vinny was offside.
Hmm.
But other than that, he was flawless, man. He was composed, bro. Him next to Saliba, mighty performance. And Saliba, he took the duel with Mbappe personally, bro.
Not intimidated.
Them two are boys, innit? I
think they played together when they were young.
Bro. Man, like his dad coached him or some stuff like that. Like he knows the family and that personally. So yeah, Mbappe, he's not afraid of, not like an Isak, let's say.
Nah, I respect that still.
I mean,
I want to say, I guess the only credit I can give to Real Madrid in this game, there was a point in the first half where they did kind of take the sting out of it a bit. And then they were just
there was a bit where they was knocking it around.
And they were just...
Crowd got a bit quiet.
But then
their man didn't really show up. Vinny didn't show up.
Timber
had him locked up, bro.
Timber did.
Rodrigo, he done nothing.
Rodrigo is the one I was most
looking real Bengali, bro. Luis Skelly had him, bro.
Oh.
Declan Rice covering every blade of grass.
That's he looking real Bengali.
And Partey's obviously an Atletico man, so he knows how he's seen Madrid before. He knows how to play in those European fixtures. You see like the strengths in Partey, man, especially.
Partey was comfy.
Bro, man is saying his legs are gone. He's been one of our best he's been one of our best players this season.
100%.
He was comfy.
Partey's always been one of our best players. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Partey. I know, obviously, we won't go into his other stuff. On the pitch, I've always been a big fan of Uncle Partey. Let's talk about the Rice free kicks then, because no one expected. I never expected it, not being an Arsenal fan. The first one was good. The second one, which one was better, man?
Second.
100%. The second one was better.
The first one had more. What do you think had more of an the second one had more of an impact in it? Because I don't think no one's expecting to do it again.
And then
obviously it doubles the lead as well.
But the first one was like, what the hell did
Courtois messed up with the wall, man? Yeah. Like he invited him to just curl it around the wall on a simple thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. It wasn't even like it hit top bins that first one. It was like middle of the net.
He
fully like saw the space where he could curl it around. And Rice has got them whips, man. Obviously he hasn't. He's taken a couple free kicks for Arsenal. He hasn't scored yet. But like he can hit the ball well. Like you see from some of the free kicks that has narrowly missed or whatever, and especially the corners as well.
Yeah.
He's got good contact from dead ball. So it's not necessarily the biggest of shocks that he scored a free kick. I feel like eventually he probably would score one. But bro,
what a moment.
And then the second one was just gas, bro.
Oh, the second one was phenomenal.
It was gas, bro. Yeah.
Have you guys seen the picture? Please tell me see the
postage stamp.
Oh, yeah.
Bro. Keeper's not saving that.
Nah,
what can we talk about? This guy that needs to... We need to dethrone him from the captain armband, please. Odegaard.
Oh, really?
Bro,
you man in that camp,
the talk after the match about the free kick.
He tried to tell him to cross it. Yeah.
See that man there?
Obviously, he's the captain, innit? So,
he's trying to be in the teacher's good book. Shut up,
bro. Take the shot, bro.
Because you see, after Rice was telling Saka when Odegaard went away, Jova as well was like, yo, whip it in back post, right? Like, normally how we would do in that situation, innit? And then obviously Rice has said that he had a little chat with Saka, and he's like, yo, look at the wall, like, I could bend it, you know. Yeah, Saka's exactly. Like, yo, if you like, you can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoot, that's what you need. Not this, oh, listen, you know what sometimes that is, you have man, to scrap the playbook, man.
That is character.
For real, nah,
I respect
real.
It.
Oh, if you don't according shoot, you to score, you, fam. According to Kiz, is what? Aura.
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 That is, that is.
And they feel like Declan Rice.
Declan Rice, aura. Hey, I'll tell you what, about a man with aura, and his name is Mikel Merino, mate. A man who stepped up.
It's class, isn't it?
Let's have a look at this guy's stupid record.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Was it six
man.
In, is it six in?
How many girls yeah, man.
Eight or seven or nine?
I think something like that. Bro, I call him Shlomo.
Yeah, because he's not a fast player, but he's just...
But, bro, cool, the I can't lie, the IQ is there. For a Spanish player, the IQ is there. Like, it's not yeah. It's not by chance that, like, when he's battling in the midfield, winning little tackles, or when he's, like, going forward and just popping up in the right places, that's not by mistake.
Yeah,
do you
no,
know what I mean?
What doing,
that's
yeah,
a good
yeah.
reading of the game. So, he's got that. Where he's slow-mo, physically, his brain is thinking it's a bit fast, quicker. Yeah, and you could fast. See that with the finish as yeah. well. Man done a little peel-off. Rudiger's first charging time, at him. Bro. First time, what? Yeah. Bent it round
that's
him.
That's a great finish as well.
John, serious finish. Yeah.
I want to say, what, maybe like 10 games he's played up top? What, 7 goals?
That's yeah, crazy. Man.
Can't
he's not a striker.
It, yeah, can't
class,
argue,
bro.
Maybe he is a striker, lads. You know?
You think he'll get called up for Spain?
I mean, he was part of that Euro squad that won.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
yeah. I think he scored in their last in their last.
Oh, yeah,
they
he
had
did
two
it.
International
he did score in the last international break, yeah.
They played the Netherlands, I think, home and away. And I think he scored in one of them when he came on.
He did indeed, man.
Yeah, man.
Cool start.
Yeah, I think he has to. He obviously got rested on the weekend against Brentford. Yeah, so yeah I think we need him again, man.
No, I mean, sorry. Yeah.
So, oh,
yeah,
for Spain?
Start. No, you're right. No, for Arsenal.
Bro, he's got, and also I heard he's got a good record of scoring against Real Madrid.
Yeah, so, I think that's the team he scored against most in his career. I think.
Lit.
Three goals, four goals.
Taking it,
bro,
there, man.
He scored an
he's done it again, isn't he, man?
He's done it again. He ain't worried about no Real Madrid, judges. Man.
All right, man. Let's not lie. Obviously, we're on cloud nine right now.
Yeah, for real.
Handle. You're going to take it? You're going to bring us down to earth?
I'm going to bring down to earth.
I can't, bro.
I'm sorry, lads, because this is Madrid. Have you seen on Twitter? They're already sacrificing Mandem are bleeding.
So, I'm seeing
someone
yeah,
passed away.
So somebody
there's
died.
Apparently extra
ginger to try and you get me overturn the thing. And
it is Madrid. But I want to say one thing. Big up Jude Bellingham. Like, I think he spoke really well after the game, which he always does. And he was trying to say, obviously, it's not finished. But, man, this is like...
You got though. He thought he could come to N5 and tuck in his shirt.
Yeah. I think he was trying to make a statement.
When has he ever tucked in his shirt? I don't know who he thought he is.
It looked cool, though.
Bake off, man.
It looked cool. But, obviously, I know this will be tough for... even Real Madrid to turn this around, and we know the judge they've got in this competition. But what do you man feel? How do you man feel about going into that game at the Bernabeu? Are you like, all right, cool, this is a shoe in, we're gonna go through, or is it still a bit away, still a bit shaky?
You know what it is? I think we can go there and score.
Yeah, and it's then just shut up shop. Yeah.
It's just about whether we take that chance.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if shutting that shop is the best way.
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure if shutting that shop
not,
is the
like a Man City team.
Because you invite the pressure, do you get me? And they're already like on this gossip. Yo, vamos!
We need to crash it on you.
Do you get me? Like, they're going to be moving like first 15, 20 minutes, they're going to be moving frantic.
I think that's
going to
be the most important part of that
for
game.
Real.
Is the first 15 minutes.
But you can't.
If they bag a goal, it might be long day.
If they bag a goal in first 10, 15.
It might be long day.
Even still, though, you can't. You really can't, bro. It could be 94th, 95th minute.
Yeah.
You can't lack. You can't relax with these lot.
Yeah,
first
true.
15 minutes, last 5 minutes, you cannot relax. So we got to really be on our P's and Q's and make sure that we cut out.
So what you man thinking then? Go there to nick a goal then, yeah?
I think.
Still, you still need a goal, what you man think, yeah?
I think scoring a goal for us.
I think that certifies it.
Yeah. It's on the card.
Especially if you score first.
I feel like we'll go there. We might lose the game like 2-1, but we'll go through in the tie.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
No, that makes sense.
But
it does make sense.
We'll see.
I think you're right.
I am confident, though.
Because I know, obviously, when we played Barcelona, we went 3-0 down.
Yeah.
Anfield was fucking crazy that night, bro. And we scored in the first 10 minutes. And
you lot went nuts.
Yeah, and I think when we scored in the first 10 minutes, Barcelona were like,
I remember one of them,
mad.
Like,
you know
crowd
I mean?
Is all screaming. You lot literally bundled the ball into the net, like the first or the second goal. I'm thinking, oh my goodness.
So I think, obviously, Anfield, obviously, the Bernabeu has that kind of same energy, doesn't it? So I think if they do score
that
early,
then. I mean, we've seen it, bro. We've seen it with Liverpool. I remember sitting in my room with my little square TV. You know the one with the fat back? Yes. Back in the day, 05.
The radiation coming off the TV.
I seen Milan go 3-0 up at halftime and Liverpool come away
back
with a trophy.
Exactly. So.
I seen Barcelona go 3-0 up on Roma. Their man turned it back.
Oh, yeah.
I seen PSG. Them go 3-0 up against Liverpool. Liverpool turned it. I've seen
these
things.
Seen these, bro. PSG Barca, bro.
Bro, that the remontada.
second leg, long day.
We've seen it, so we have to really, really be on our P's and Q's, man.
No, the only thing, man, I think I want to talk about Real Madrid in this sense. Obviously, they're going to be now without Camavinga because he got sent off. Silly sending off, by the way. Yeah, he had
Odegaard in jail, though.
Yeah.
Can't lie. Like, he actually did play well. He got himself a yellow card, and I think it meant that he got himself suspended for the second leg.
We got sent off, innit?
And then obviously he lost his head, innit?
Yeah. Mentality is coming like a YN, man. That's a YN, man.
Bam.
Just kick the ball like that.
Just
that's reckless, a YN's do, man.
Reckless thing, bro.
That's a YN's do.
But Tchouaméni's back, though.
Yes, so they played one great midfielder for another great midfielder.
Who they play today? Alaves or something?
Alaves, yes, they won 1-0.
Yeah, Tchouaméni's back still.
Did he play?
Yeah, he played still.
Camavinga did play. He did play Camavinga.
Mbappe got a red card. You should see the challenge.
You got a red card?
Yeah,
bro. If you see the challenge, bro. I can't lie, I don't like to promote violence, but that challenge is a fight.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Wow. It really is, bro.
I think the player must have said something to him, man.
Something, bro. Maybe. I don't know. He's not one of those. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
To be losing his head like that, but yeah, bro. That tackle, it was vicious, bro. That's a fight instantly, bro. Yeah,
that's a straight red.
It was not nice at all, man.
Okay.
All right, man.
We're gonna buck your Wednesday.
Yeah, look, it's looking positive. Let's say for Arsenal.
No, it is. I can't.
So, man, you think? But overall, though, just quick prediction before we move on. You might think you'll go through the tie, yeah?
Desmond
2-2.
2-2.
Ooh.
2-2. 2-2 on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Desmond.
So yeah, you that's
you go beautiful.
Through?
Still
go through.
Go through, Jengi. I feel like we would lose the game maybe 2-1, but we'll still go through.
That's awesome, man. You know, and at that point. Gives a shit.
In it.
Yeah, exactly.
We're in the semis, mate. But all right, man, let's talk about some of the other games in Europe. Talking of semis, the man them you will meet will be a rematch with PSG, Paris Saint-Germain.
I think it will be a different game.
Yeah.
If they go through,
they're looking in a promising position. But did anyone see that game? Anyone see the highlights?
Yeah, exciting, bro. They are exciting, an exciting team. When I watched them against you guys, I said, yeah, this is a different team, bro. They bopped us.
Kvaratskhelia is a problem, bro.
Is it special K?
I actually think he's the main guy, you know. I think he's taking it from Dembele.
He's a serious problem, bro.
I'm not normally gutted we missed out on play. I think I'm actually gutted we missed out on him, you know. I don't know how close we were to get him. I know it was all rumours in January.
He is a...
But I'm actually ashamed like we missed out on him. Yeah, because he is crazy, man. What a baller he is. Obviously, Doué with the goal as well.
That's a Neymar regen, that one.
Yeah, slightly, yeah.
Man, is... Okay, let's say Villa.
It would have to be a huge night
for them to come back in Villa Park. You never know. But let's just, for the argument's sake of this conversation, you guys do meet PSG in the semi-final. How are you, man, feeling about that now, going into that? Would you be confident, less confident?
It'd be tough.
Yeah.
But, bro, when you get to the semi-final...
Anything's possible.
It's on, man.
Anything is possible.
Whoever turns up will win the game.
Obviously, we got to make sure that we do the job against Real Madrid, but by then, it's on, man. It's the other side of the draw.
Yeah.
I think we'll have a good game against PSG, win, lose or draw. The other side...
I can't call that one, you know.
Yeah, the other side is what I'm worried about.
Arsenal, PSG, I actually can't call that one.
Yeah, it's a bit tough still.
Especially the way that they played against you. That was eye-opening.
Whoa. Yeah.
Compared to when we played them at the start of the season at home, that was eye-opening still.
Yeah. Definitely a different team.
But yeah, that other side of the draw, where you got all Inter and Bayern and Barcelona...
That's a tough draw.
Them man made me nervous.
Who
over there makes you nervous?
Inter
and Barcelona.
Okay. For me, it's for the Serie A.
I was in Milan, bro.
Yes.
We lost to them 1-0.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I was in Milan.
And they done a job more so.
They done a big job. Got a dead penalty. And we were just on top the whole game. And they were just like, all right, cool. This is Italy, fam. We like to defend. Come. Yeah.
Come then.
Can have a pasta at the end of the game, fam. Come, bro.
We can have a pasta.
And then obviously Barcelona just very explosive, bro, man.
I'm explosive team, bro. I'm scared of Barcelona, if I'm being honest.
They're mad.
Bro.
Do you know why? Because they've got the kid, haven't they?
Yamal. Is it Yamal? Why can't I say Yamal?
Lamine Yamal.
I think if any team's a good matchup for them, for Barcelona, it's probably Arsenal or Inter.
Yeah.
Because I think those two teams out of the remaining ones are probably the teams that defend the best. Mm.
Yeah, Inter have a decent defensive record.
Because I'm looking at this Inter team now, and obviously Bastoni's there. Bastoni's a really good player.
Bastoni's cold,
bro. Me and Miles went to watch Inter at Inter, and he was a great standout player.
That might be top five centre-backs.
Yeah, and look, I think even there as well, they're missing a couple important players as well. Zielinski's out injured, and Dumfries was out injured as well.
Yeah, Dumfries been out for time.
Yeah, and the one that interested me is DeMarco didn't play for them as well. He didn't start.
I think he's the best wing-back in the world.
Yeah, bro, he's...
He's the one that got injured at Euros.
The Italian one with the white hair. And the low socks.
Yeah,
I think he's been the best left-back. I mean, he's wing-back, but I'm just going to call it left-back anyways. I think he's been one of the best left-backs in the world for a couple years now.
Yeah, he's going on the radar.
Serious baller.
Yeah. So he didn't even start on that game, which they won by 2-1 against Bayern Munich.
Hey, man, they got Thuram and Martinez up top, man.
But they're playing
jugging, you know?
They're playing ball, bro.
They're
playing ball. That first goal was...
Yeah.
That little Cruyff thing, and then obviously Martinez with the outside of the ball. Yeah, no, the man are kicking ball.
But Bayern, you know, Bayern might spring, man. But we'll
I watched Bayern against Dortmund the other day, yesterday, the Clásica. With Desmond Tutu. And I think the one thing that even on the analysis they were picking up is that how vulnerable they are at the back, because I think they've got some defenders out. Upamecano is out as well. Eric Dier has been starting. But they just look like you could just get at them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I would liken it to kind of how Liverpool are at the moment. One ball over the top, that's it, mate. There's fucking danger signs going all over the gap.
Inter went to the Allianz and won 2-1 in the first leg.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. And they've got some serious injuries as well. See, Musiala's out, Alphonso Davies is out, Upamecano is out, Coman came back, Pavlovic is out as well. So they go into the game with a 2-1 lead over Inter. Man, what are we thinking? This
going
could be
to the
Inter.
San Siro.
I think
might go to a Pens. I don't know why. I have a feeling that might be a tight one. Pens. I think it might be a tight one.
I take it, man. I'm here for the drama.
Could get Harry Kane 1-0. You know what I mean? Go to Pens.
Ooh, Harry Kane. Big legacy game for Harry Kane. You know.
Yes.
Big.
A lot's on the line for you, Mr.
Game.
Kane, because it's not going 100% for them in the league.
There's some rumours that, you know, he can't get the job done. Great player, but air goal.
I actually feel for him, man.
When it gets the crunch time.
If he don't win the league this season, that is so funny.
He's definitely winning Bundesliga.
They're only 6 points clear, though.
It's a given for Bayern, though, isn't it?
Six points is still a bit, fam.
I could go Bayern, sit on the bench all year, collect the league winners medal, fam.
Yeah, it's a given.
It's a given at Bayern, fam.
Someone do the maths for me, yeah. Quick maths test. So in the Bundesliga, there are 18 teams, yeah. How many games do you play for the season?
17, so
34.
34 games, yeah. So they play 29 games.
Five games.
They're only
left.
6 points ahead of Bayer Leverkusen.
And there's 15 more to get.
Loses that one on Bundesliga,
they need like two more wins. I'd say two more wins and a draw or something like that.
Yeah. A draw,
something like that.
Let me see if
I mean they got that draw against Dortmund, so two more wins. They might seal the deal. Still,
they've still got to play Leipzig. They still got to play. Oh, Leipzig's probably their toughest game, and then Gladbach.
But one of them teams might cause them to do madness.
Who they got after Inter?
After Inter, they've got Heidenheim.
Do you get me?
check the reverse
fixture of that though.
I
think one of them teams are
Buki.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, there is gonna be one. That's Buki, isn't it?
I don't know if it's them, but one of them German teams that you think.
But I had a champ. I think the teams that are free already, but Barca's free already, man.
Yeah.
But they're free already.
We'll come back to the Bundesliga. Sorry, and Kane's legacy. But yes, Barca.
Arsenal, they're through.
Through.
They are through, right?
They're through. I think they're the only team that's like. You could say Arsenal. But Barcelona are through.
There's a man that plays for Barcelona at the moment, man. His name, he played for Leeds United. He wasn't as respected. He was linked with Liverpool, linked with Arsenal at one point, I think, while he was here. Wide player. And he's having an incredible season, man. So we have to talk about him. His name is Rafinha.
I'm even hearing Ballon d'Or shouts.
Man, they're talking about the Ballon d'Or. That's what they're talking about, man.
I mean, when you're top scorer in the Champions League.
They're also top of La Liga as well.
When you're on for a treble as well. It's a healthy position to be in, bro.
That would be a very good origin story if he was to actually, like...
What, go from here to Leeds to...
Obviously, I don't want him to manage to win Champions League, but yeah, Champions League, and then he ended up getting Ballon d'Or as well. Like, I'd be like,
how much of a shift in, like, football culture would that be, though, man? If a player like Rafinha, like...
I know what you mean.
Obviously, if they win La Liga and then they win the Champions League, and look, this is his record in his goal record this season. 29 games in La Liga, 13 goals, 8 assists, and then the Champions League, man, 11 games, 12 goals, 7 assists. So all matches, all competitions, 46 games played, 28 goals, 20 assists.
He's doing it.
And he wins the Champions League and a league.
I mean, he's doing the business, but... I'm still not sure if I can sit here and say he's better than Lamine Yamal. like a better like a better footballer.
Yeah.
Like all the numbers and everything and the trophies that you win is cool. They're obviously playing for the same team, fam.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if he's better than Lamine Yamal. I don't know if he's a better footballer. I'm not sure. Great footballer though, he's up there and he's having an amazing year. Mm. Deserves his Ballon d'Or shouts, but is he the best? I don't know. It's hard to judge. Yeah.
So if he was to get it, it would be like, rah, like, yo.
That's a game. That means it's back open, you know.
I hear what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. Bro.
I think obviously it's been open for a little while, hasn't it?
The age of Messi and Ronaldo is done. Rodri got it last year. Do you get, like, it's open now. We can go back to normal and, whoever's having the best year. Literally, whoever's having the best year has got a chance.
It is, man. I think that's crazy, bro. Because if a player like Rafinha wins that Ballon d'Or, then I think, right, okay. That means, bro, if you have a good year, mate, anyone's up for it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can get it.
Yeah, you can get it. Come on, bro. You play well in Championship. You play well for Coventry. You get promoted. But all right, man, then. Let's go with the predictions, then, for the Champions League. Who's going through, man, then? Let's start Arsenal, Real Madrid.
I have to say Arsenal.
We have to say Arsenal. You know Arsenal, man. All right, man. I'm going to go with Arsenal as well. Who's the other type? PSG versus Villa. Who's going through?
I don't know.
PSG are going through.
I think Villa could do a thing at Villa Park, but I think PSG will get narrow. Yeah, narrow one.
I think they might bop them off the park again.
Yeah, I think it's a long day.
I think Carrasco. I think it's a long day. Maybe in Barcola. Maybe I'm just shook, innit? Maybe I've just got PTSD, but who knows? Barca versus Bayern.
Unanimous. That could go from 4-0 to like 7.
Yeah, that's
unanimous.
True. All right, Barca are going through. And then this one's the real
one. This one,
like,
I think this is probably the one where, like, you don't really know.
Yeah, yeah, facts, man.
I'm going to go Inter.
Inter or Bayern, Jengi, who you going for?
I don't know, but I just think it will go to Pens. I think it will be settled on Pens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's going through?
Oh, if it goes to Pens? Ooh, have Bayern got plenty of takers there. Obviously, they've got Kane.
Çalhanoğlu, Thuram, Martinez. Barella might take one. They might bring on, like, Correa or something, Mkhitaryan. Yeah, they've got takers. Yeah. But so have Bayern, man. They've got Kane, Sane.
Musiala might be injured.
Olise, Gnabry might.
Thomas Muller.
If he comes on. Yeah, bro, they both.
I'm going for Bayern, you know.
Going Bayern?
Yeah. I'm going for a Thomas Muller. Romantic story.
Yeah.
What are we saying? Are we saying Bayern are going to play Barca, so Lewandowski will play against his old team?
I'm going for romance.
Romance. Thank you very much.
There's a lesson to be learned here, man. But all right, man, let's cut across back over to England now. Let's get back to the Premier League action. Where are we going to start this one, man? Because I tell you what, mate.
United.
Yes. Let's start with there. Charles, we nearly had an emergency meeting on behalf of Manchester United earlier. And I actually said, Jengi, with no banner, I was like, bruv, Mandem, surely it's not funny anymore. Do you know what I mean? Surely you can't just keep losing like this and it become acceptable. They lost 4-1 today to Newcastle.
I count that as 14 losses in the Premier League this year.
That's almost half of their fixtures, no?
The same amount of losses.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's bars. Still.
As position that they are in the league. 14!
14!
Man United, what's going on?
That's what I'm saying. Like, United. Come on, man. It's not funny anymore. Do you know what I mean? It's not even funny anymore, man.
You think I could ever have said that when Alex Ferguson, them days, Man United would be 14th?
I know
you. Let alone be bottom half of the table.
He ain't in a grave yet, man, but he's turning in his chair or something, bro.
He's turning in his chair.
I feel uncomfortable.
They're what? Three spots from relegation.
Bro, Jingle, I'm going to tell you something, yeah? West Ham are currently on 35 points. And Man United, Manchester United on 38 points. And West Ham are 17th.
You end up in championship.
That's poor, bro.
That's bad.
That's poor.
And to see Man United in the championship would be hilarious.
That would be funny.
And Man United fans, yeah.
Imagine Old Trafford in the championship.
They could never chat ever again, you know.
Yeah, no.
Shout out Onana, man.
That's one guy we have to talk
about. Shout out Onana, man.
Why do we shout him out, Charles?
How's he opening his mouth talking crazy? Talking about, we're a better team. One side, Matic J never won nothing.
Yeah.
And then he goes and put. And then he goes and puts
in on Thursday.
Oh my god.
Talk shit on Monday. Drop the stinker on Thursday. I was in the squad on Sunday.
Is that the song you're singing for him? Yeah. That makes sense.
And then Monday, Tuesday,
dropped on Sunday. Though, man. Huh? It's a confidence thing, though, man.
What, Onana?
Yeah, I think it's a confidence thing, man. Because, bro, the way Onana used to play before...
I think it's his team. His team doesn't help as well, innit? I think there was a video that's going around of him, that performance he played in the Champions League final.
Yeah,
and
bro.
And he was popping it out and, you know, playing like defensive passes and beating the press with one pass and all that kind of stuff. And I think, obviously, because he probably had the confidence of his team and the people who's going to receive it, yeah. and the plan and the structure and the patterns.
If we're talking underbelly...
Yeah, so...
Inter conceded a lot of goals that year in the league, you know?
Yeah, did they?
So he's always been trash on the low. Underbelly.
We tried, didn't it?
Hey, I got the facts.
Yeah, bro. I don't know if it's a... I mean, yeah, obviously...
That doesn't help.
Goalkeeper is probably the biggest... I think goalkeeper might be the biggest, like, confidence position on the pitch, you know?
If you're low confidence,
If you make a mistake, it's a guaranteed goal that you conceded more time.
Right. I think it's between goalkeeper and striker.
Yeah, probably.
Because, bro, if you're a striker, you have
you're in charge of the goals.
Oh, my Lord.
You're in charge of the goals, either scoring or defending.
Well. Yeah, in front of the goal, you're squaring it.
But fam, man pushing the goal into the man pushing the ball into the goal from that wide free kick. A man's on the touchline taking a free kick.
Yeah,
it drops over everyone. He pushes it into the goal. Yeah. They went 2-1 up. Xerxes with a head in like the 88th minute. You're thinking, yeah, Man United just went to Leon, done a job.
Yeah.
2 minutes later, a man shoots it. He spills it right in front of the
Chesky as well.
And then he gets dropped. Yeah. I don't even know if like I could sit here and ask you like, yo, did Amorim make the right decision or not dropping him?
Because they still lost.
Bro, they were terrible. They got popped four, bro.
Well, yeah, I think there's a conversation that needs to be had about this fella as well, man.
Well, no, no.
Ruben Amorim as well.
Oh, yeah.
I get it, man.
The worst.
I get it. I get it.
So what, you think it should be gone?
But come on, man. Come on. Again, like I said at the top of the Man United segment, man, it's not even funny anymore, is it, man?
Nah.
Like...
Yeah, as other fans, like, what's Man United fans, what's going on, man? Honestly.
Defend, like, today, yeah, defenders are making basic mistakes, bro. Basic.
Like, what's going on, Euro, Man United fans, man?
Euro loses his man. Isak plays a little ball over the top. Euro's peeling off. Tonali's peeling off. Euro, volley, bang, in the bottom corner.
Child.
It's just childish.
There was the second one. I think it was Livramento, the right-footed left-back. Charging down the wing, Dalot, instead of showing him inside, just takes a step back and just invites him to go around the outside, just runs past him, don't even put a foot in or nothing. Ball gets played across, ball gets played back across, goal. Just bare individual mistakes from bro, they even had an 18-year-old playing at left wing back. He weren't the one making mistakes. Lindelof, oh my God. Isak tormented him all game, bro. It was uncomfortable watching. Uncomfortable.
Is there a case, man, then, for like, do you think they've kind of, obviously they're fucking 14th or 15th, wherever they are in the league, man. Is it kind of a sign of like in the league they've just down tools and they're just going to go for this Europa League? Kind of seems like it. They're obviously Roy Keane was kind of saying it after the game as well, right?
I mean, Europa, that's the only saving grace that they have this year, innit?
Financially, they need that.
Yeah, bro. For facts. Mm,
they need
that. You see
that
tent that like, they're trying to build for them?
Yeah.
That 100,000 tent, bro.
It's not even a case of playing for pride anymore. They need that.
That circus thing.
We need that. I need that.
Firm.
Bro, imagine if they're not in Europe, bro. No, you got deep, bro. If Manchester United are not in Europe, that's a huge thing. You know what I mean? Like, they're fucking missing out on peace, bro.
Bro, they might be in Championship.
Yeah, fam. They might as well.
If they're not careful.
Yeah, it's absolutely childish, but I don't know, man. Ruben Amorim, I wanna get behind him. I know, obviously, he was linked with Liverpool. And at the time, I was like, oh, yeah, bring him. But I think we're fucking... It's looking like...
We've dodged the bullet. Nuclear bomb.
Where, obviously, Man United is a cursed club.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the players are not necessarily good enough. So I do give him like a little bit of slack in that sense.
Yes.
But he's also come in and he's playing a certain way and the players simply cannot do it.
Yeah.
And he refuses to try and change it to stop the bleeding.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? He'll change players. Like I said, I've seen him play like Kobe Mainoo, like 9. Do you know what I mean?
Nacho in the 10.
Do you understand?
What
like
the
he'll,
hell are you doing in
he'll
that
change
position?
Players within the formation, but he won't change the formation. Mm. And I know the Man United fans are like, oh, if he changes the formation, then he conforms to the team and they know that they can roll him over and
go win the game.
Shut up, bro. Yeah. Stop the bleeding.
You're 14th,
man. It's how many losses?
You're literally knocking on
14!
Knocking on the door
almost
of relegation, man.
No, that is crazy.
Where are you in the league?
Something's got to be said, man. Something's got to be said about
14.
This team, this club.
They're almost 15.
Yeah, because it's actually pathetic, man.
Who is 15th, by the way?
End up in Championship.
Who's 15th, Charles, you asked me? Ready? Let me just see.
Is it North London White?
I think it is. Drum roll, please.
North London White?
North London White.
17 losses,
man.
So all now we're boy Man United. Tottenham have got 17.
17 losses.
That's crazy that on these clubs. These are, you see, if you went to a war and they said, yeah, England, bring your best five clubs, we would have been saying Arsenal, Chelsea.
Went to a war.
Arsenal, Chelsea, Man United, Spurs or Liverpool, certain.
Yeah,
we can't even say them clubs anymore.
You can't, bro.
We say clubs like Aston Villa.
Let's talk about Tottenham, man. Obviously, Big Ange is under pressure himself. He looks like he's that's it.
He's
bro,
gone, man. He's gone. No, he's gone.
Obviously, a top. Obviously, yeah.
He said that like you yeah.
I think end of the season, bro. You see, bro. You seen some of the head loss? I think Ange might be top five that I've ever seen in Premier League history when it comes to like interviews and stuff like post game, pre game, like the head loss. Like you said, Jinky, the head loss. Crazy. Insane, bro.
He has been rattled.
He's seething, bro. You know, if he was a cartoon, you know the steam coming out of both ears, bro.
What's that sound effect?
If, bro, his head goes all red.
Bro, coyote, bro.
And the steam goes...
Coyote, bro.
Brother.
He's gone. Like, I think they've already... In the boardroom, they already said, yeah, don't worry, man, he's gone, man.
They're cheating on him, man.
Let's just keep it for the end of the season. But you're gone, I can't lie, you're gone.
They got a side team already.
It just looks like he's lost the players, man. They don't look like...
Lost the changing room.
They're not playing like... Dressing room. They're not playing like they believe in what he's trying to tell them or what he's trying to... Do you understand?
Yeah.
Do you know how mad that feeling must be, though? You tell someone something, they don't believe you.
As a manager, isn't it? That must be...
That's mad.
Just to be like,
play right back. I like it, man.
Yeah. That actually must be such a bad feeling. Because especially at one point in his Spurs journey, it looked like it was going to click for him.
Bro, them first 10 games when they was top of the league and they won like 9 out of 10 and the whole stadium, singing after the games and that. And then they got exposed that, was it Chelsea at home when they got two men sent off there?
And he didn't change.
Come like Drake, bro. Nothing was the same,
Oh, man, no doubt.
High line for life is just killing them, fam.
And the thing is, they're coming for him in the press as well. Some of the questions they're asking him as well.
Bro, they know. They know. Okay, we got him now. We can just tell it. We can just ask him a madness on a cheeky thing and he'll bite at everything, bro.
Man, is there any players? I know obviously Spurs are not... All right,
they're not
in a relegation Spence, scrap. Bro. But yeah, is there any players to take? Spence?
100% Spence.
He's got the glasses.
Scored a nice own goal today.
Just trying to
see that as well, yeah.
That was the keeper's fault. The keeper is
FIFA.
Trash.
That was FIFA. Yeah, that keeper is a mess.
Trash, bro.
I've been praying for him to come back and he came back and he's doing stuff like
Unbelievable,
this.
Unbelievable,
maybe Basuma.
I think he's cooked.
Yeah.
I think so?
I like Bergvall. I like the blonde youth, Bergvall.
Swedish guy is a good player still. Anyone from Wolves would hijack? I've been fucking catfighting Nori all season.
Cunha.
Would you take Cunha Arsenal?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
I would like it. I would like the squad depth.
Yeah, he would be a good sign. Ooh, squad depth. You don't think he'd be a starter for you, man?
Maybe. We've got Havertz who's on a lot of money. Do you get me?
Keep
top scorer for us.
Keep going.
We've got Gabby Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to get rid of Jesus.
You know what?
I even forgot
that we have Jesus.
Bro, him and Havertz went down this year, bro. It's peak, bro.
Because I see Havertz, obviously, they said Havertz was playing. Like, he might... But they're saying that he might be able to come back towards the end of the season.
Little rumour he might be back at the end of the season. I don't know, man. I don't know how much I believe in that, bro.
Hyperbolic time chamber.
Accelerate
the thing.
And then maybe Arteta's told him, yo, listen...
Final.
The Champions League final's in Munich, you know? You saying you want to go back to Germany and do your thing again?
Bro, he's a Champions League final winner. Scorer as well, and winner.
Munich. Do you get me? So maybe Arteta's in his ear and giving him some ginger, giving him some motivation to try and make it back, but I'm not too sure, man. Oh, Bob, you've done me, bro.
Just collapsed. Collapsed
alive. Oh, sorry. I'm just trying to get the camera back online.
Who's this trying to jump on? Anna wants the co-host. Nah, sorry, my dear. I don't even know. Looking,
just come and say a madness.
Fam. looking
dropping their M-bombs.
Looking youthful as well. Hey. I don't even know if I want to. Man, a big man, you know.
Man, a big man. Man, I'm not 30. Yeah.
Watch me get the
Merkel, man. Watch me get murky.
Man City, though.
Man City, let's go over across to that game, man. Man, are they making a mistake by letting the talisman go, Mr. Kevin De Bruyne?
I think he's checked out, though. He's checked out, man.
Time, man.
But we saw a glimpse of...
KDB, yeah. Right?
I miss the old De Bruyne.
For real, man. The one that he's playing, his face is red.
No, them ones.
Yeah, he's playing, his face is red, like.
Pink face.
Nah, for real.
You know he's playing well,
yeah. You know he's playing well, bro.
Running bears.
Scores a goal, but man, here's a question I'll pose to you, man. Obviously, after the game, he kind of came out and said about what he's going to do, and he didn't shut off a move. In England, within England, would you take KDB on a quick little little year deal, 2 year deal.
I think 33 years old now. I think that'll be a bit snaky still.
Very snaky. But also, I don't know where I would see him going, bro.
Unless he's trying to come to the,
Well, that's what I'm saying. If just say he becomes, he's now a free agent.
Hey, I would take KDB.
Would you take KDB or
coming with the experience on a Jorginho thing?
On a Jorginho thing.
Wed.
I'd take him.
I think he might be
just for the pure NBA.
Do you think he'll be a squad player? I think he'll be a squad player.
Yeah, he'd have to be a squad player.
He'll be a squad player.
Ain't got the legs no more.
He'll be a squad player. But a very good squad player though. But,
for real, that kind of experience in the dressing room would be invaluable, fam. Mm.
I have a feeling he might go a thing though. America. He's USA. Giving me America vibes. Like, yeah, I could go to America. Miami,
San Diego FC,
them teams there.
Man, obviously Man City are gonna do a rebuild. Do we think they'll be back next season, man? Do we think this is just a blip in the Pep Guardiola story?
Rodri
will be back.
He'll be back, innit?
He'll be back next season.
Like, start of the season back.
Start of the season back. They'll have Marmoush. He would have bedded in after a little six-month period. Obviously, they'll make signings as well. Do you know what I mean? Do we think Man City can return to the challenge? Who have they got?
The eye on at the moment.
Probably like a Musiala or a Verts or something like that.
Verts. But so also, interesting KDB. Story the I heard this not. Season is Morgan Gibbs-White is a player that they're having an eye on as well, apparently.
Pep will ruin him like he's done Greenish. Like he's done just
Bake Off at first.
You think so, innit? I think it'll be one of them things, man, where...
I think we should, man. We was criticising... I mean, last time I was on the pod, I was criticising Man City for the mad drop-off and why we haven't really been onto them like that.
Yeah.
They put in performances like this. This 5-2 against Palace.
It's typical. They went 2-0 down.
I don't think that, you know, with the manager that they have, with a lot of the quality that they still have in the team, a lot of the youth as well, I don't see no reason why next year they shouldn't be running it back and contending properly.
Yeah.
Not this nonsense that they're doing this year, bro.
Yeah. Well, I think that'll be...
Shouldn't have even let it get this bad, bro.
Yeah, that's true, man.
And it's telling, though, that one player really have this impact on the team?
Yeah, man.
Can't be. I'm not.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not
falling for that, bro. It's one player.
I think it was the one player. And I think it is the domino that kind of just set off. Like, okay, maybe we could adapt.
And after the player started believing it, maybe it's because he's not here.
I think there's rumblings in the training in the dressing room, man. Obviously, Walker left and he went to AC Milan.
Yeah.
You see Jack Grealish
start off a series of unfortunate events, man.
You see Jack Grealish stumbling out of pubs drunk and all these things there, like.
Class.
They're not above, man.
KDB, like, there's obviously
Foden's gone off.
Foden, bro, they're rising that new McAtee youth, fam.
Yeah.
Foden's just been benched and it's a McAtee thing now,
which
bro.
Is peak for him, isn't it, really? And then when you think about it, what is it, when he's at Old Trafford, what were they singing to Foden?
Something about his mum or something, bro. The fans
take it.
Phil Foden,
your mum is a slag.
Sinister. You see the head loss? I'm at Eric Cantona or someone.
Yeah. Imagine 75,000 people are seeing your mum is a slag. That's actually outrageous.
The anger, the head loss.
That is outrageous.
It's
man,
not easy.
Let's touch on Liverpool then. Obviously, we're looking like Premier League champions elect. Went up against West Ham today.
You have to win two more games to solidify.
Six more points, baby. Yeah.
They're saying that
number 20's in the bag.
They're saying that if they win next week and we lose to Ipswich, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Raw.
Yeah.
I just hope we don't lose to Ipswich. It's gonna be a lot. We're gonna put a lot into that game on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So
do you think you'll rotate for that Ipswich game?
Yeah. The same way that we did today, the same way that we did for Everton before Madrid.
Mm.
Do you get me?
What are your man's thoughts on that, by the way?
What the like lineup?
Rotating the team and that, because I know obviously that it was a big deficit to claw back. Anyway, but obviously. What do you guys think about like that? Does that change like the narrative of the season? Do you think that's a little bit not overly disappointing given the context, but is it a bit disappointing that you kind of just went, all right, man, we'll move on from the league sort of thing?
The thing with Arteta is he's damned if he does and he's damned if he doesn't.
Yeah.
If he doesn't rotate, then man talk, oh, why don't he rotate? Oh, look at Havertz, look at Saka, look at all these men that go down with hamstring. All right, cool, so rotate. And then maybe we might drop points. Oh, why is he rotating? Oh, too many draws in the season.
Can't win, man.
You understand? Yeah. So he's in a tough position, man. Damned if he does, damned if he doesn't.
Yeah,
Bro, it's because we're on the cusp, man.
Yeah, Arsenal fans are very demanding.
itching for that title.
But hey, that's big club expectations, yeah, man. You expect good stuff from your club. Even it's like me and Jengi were just saying before we started recording. Yeah, you're not coming on either.
and you man, fuck man, off at all.
That's so funny if that was one of the guys. Yeah, can you imagine if it's guys on stage.
Bro, like Real Madrid had just won Champions League last year, and this year. Yeah. The fans are fuming with Ancelotti, bro. Yeah. Fuming with my man.
Yeah. So that is Real Madrid, though. That's
expectations
that's a
that come with big clubs, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
I think a lot of context needs to be taken into account when we talk about Arsenal and their season. But at the same time, there are some flaws in our game that have been sort of exposed that we need to be addressing.
So, do you think when he took that approach, was it kind of a signal to the fans to be like?
Don't worry, like I'm thinking about
league's done, lads. Yeah, we're going for the Champions League sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you know he's
which is fair, by the way.
Because I mean, we still had Partey playing in that game. We had Saliba, we had Rice. Like Trossard is, I mean, he comes off the bench, but him and Martinelli share a lot of minutes. Like we still had, I would say, at home,
a strong enough team
to go and win that game. Do you know what I mean? I don't necessarily feel like he's packed it in, but you know, it's necessary to rotate, especially when you've got games in midweek, weekend, like. Yeah.
I was more so talking about the Everton game.
Oh,
the Everton. Yeah. Obviously, you had Real Madrid in mind, didn't it?
Yeah. No, but that's what I mean.
I think it's a similar thing, though. Obviously, I think we were playing at Everton at home.
Yeah.
And I feel like at home, I feel like we still put out a strong enough team to
That was away game, innit? That was away.
Was it away?
Yeah. So even it was tougher spot to go to, good sin, et cetera, et cetera.
But, bro, even still, we're Everton in the league. Where are we?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
We know Everton, mate. They're fucking bastards, aren't they?
I definitely feel like he has Champions League in mind. Like, it's like, bro.
100%.
Like, because when I was looking at the line, I was like, okay, certain, like, obviously, we still had, enough players to win that game. But there were some key players that were not playing. Yeah, I was like, yo, you know what?
Which makes sense.
I don't mind you guys getting maybe a 20-30 ball, but you guys are not getting full 90 because I need you guys for the big one. So
I was just trying to get your guys' perspective of like if it's what were you guys disappointed in that or not, because I know some fans are like we have to go for everything, like we have to win everything, and some fans are like a bit more realistic, like okay, yo, this is a bit out of our reach, but we have got some stock in the Champions League.
It's disappointing whenever you drop points, to be fair. But you got to look at the season and think, yo, like, we've got Real Madrid right now. It's Champions League. And like, it's crunch time now. We could potentially do something here. So.
For real.
I think interesting talking about City as well, and especially with Liverpool. If we win this Premier League, I know obviously it might be a different kettle of fish next season, because you guys will be coming back. We'll have to go again. Do you know what I mean? And then City will come back and we'll see what I think is going to be really interesting.
It'll probably be
might
an
set
exciting
up an interesting season.
Exciting season, yeah,
but
for
next
real.
Season, especially. Hopefully, everyone's back. You guys have the injured players back, etc.
All injured players back.
Yeah. So let's exciting talk about Liverpool season. Quick, man. Then obviously, first off, we were very good. We still let up chances. Obviously, a bit of. I think this was a great signal to the future. Obviously, a bit of. Benny Hill, yes, Salah signing on, but a bit of Benny Hill defending, which Robertson scores his own goal. So I think it's a sign of like, okay, we're gonna win the league and that, but some changes need to happen.
You're making it hard for yourself,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
You're not exactly like in top gear,
flying away to the league.
Crawling over the line, but you man are lucky that you got this big old lead. But it's bad timing. It's wrong place, wrong time for
Robbo.
You know, I think, you know, if I look back at the replay of that, the goal that West Ham scored towards the end to make it 1-1, I think it looks like, judging by his reaction after, it looks like he gave the shout that he's on it to clear it.
Van Dijk might not have trusted him or something.
Either that's didn't cool. trust or, him or just took or it upon him. Himself to, nah, I'll nah, just, man. I'll get rid of this. It's
you
close to
like,
me.
Chill, man, chill.
And he's just flicked it in off Robbo.
Yeah.
You know what chill, I mean? Robbo's turned around and gone crazy at him. Mm. But then, Van Dijk responds, man. He responds, man. They go up the other end a couple minutes later.
Nods
yeah,
it in.
Nice little push in the back to get a little space. Boom. Nod it in. 2-1. And that's it.
A lot, though.
Yeah, he does. He's got
bro, he gets away with fuckery.
That's what happens, bro.
He gets away
with a few things here and there. Do you know what I mean? You get away with a few things here and there. They grace you a little bit.
I've seen some stamps. I've seen elbows. Oh, fuckery.
I haven't seen any of that. I don't know what these men are talking about. I'm not seeing any.
Oh, yeah.
But he kisses the badge. Obviously, Mr. Mo Salah announced his contract last week. I think it'll be, obviously they were kind of jesting in the interviews afterwards that they're going to announce.
He's like, yeah, Virgil is next.
It's a 2-year contract, right?
2-year contract, man, to 2027.
Salah's getting 400k.
What?
Yeah, they chucked the bag at him.
Lock off this.
200k off the tax, though.
He's getting 400 bags.
400k?
Yeah, man, apparently so.
No, you man are not deep in there.
But, bro, look at him, man. Look at bro.
A week.
He broke another record.
That's a week, bro.
Bro, you have to.
That's not even like. Sponsorships, all them kind of things.
He's got the back, bro. What's Haaland on, fam? Haaland's on like 450 something like that.
Are you not listening to
how old is he?
What you just said?
He's on 450 or something like that. So,
how old is he?
Who?
Mo Salah? Man said who?
32.
Man said who?
32 or 43. Yeah, let me have a look.
He's on 400k a week,
making big bank now.
Bro, it's a different game now, man.
So, he's the most in the Prem, no?
Probably.
Now, Haaland is most important. Haaland is definitely a top player.
What the hell has Haaland done? 425?
450, I think. But yeah, we'll have a look.
We'll have a look.
But Salah is 32, but he'll be 33.
By the time next season starts.
Yes.
Class, man.
Yeah,
but technically, he signed it at 32, all right?
I have a theory he's going to do an Aubameyang thing, you know?
Nah, he's not, man. He's cut from a different club.
Next year, he's going to get like 12 goals.
Nah.
Even 12 goals is decent return still. Especially if the goals are spread around.
How many goals you got this year?
12.
Let's have a look at his stats this year. So,
he's gonna get like 10 to 15.
So he's got 32 games this season, 27 goals, 18 assists. Come on, man, the guy's earned it, fam. He's earned it, man.
No dispute.
Yeah,
but I think he's gonna pack it in as soon as he gets that big bang.
He's not that guy. Aubameyang is that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, bro. He's got a gold Lambo, fam. You know they're both silver Lambo.
No, they're both African.
Yeah, I know.
They're both African.
No, but you know what?
They both got wife and kids.
No, but Salah's built of different stuff, man. Salah said the reason he signed is because he believes that we can win. What did Aubameyang say? Hey, vibes. Hey, Saka.
No, I didn't. No.
He said something.
I said, it's vibes, man.
No.
Yeah. I vibes with the man's then.
I got the man,
no.
Yeah. With the man's.
Salah's definitely different, like, cut from a different cloth. I feel like.
Yeah, Salah's a winner.
I feel like he's chasing greatness at Liverpool. That's why he's decided to stay on.
I'm hearing
you. You see the Dark Knight, fam? What's that line, bro?
Oh, You live long enough to see a sob become
Yeah. You have died a hero.
Die a hero. Live long enough to see yourself become a villain, fam.
Nah, that's not.
Watch the 10 to 15 goals next year.
No.
Watch, fam.
You see Gerrard
coming off the bench against Man United, getting sent off in that in the latter stages of his career.
Yeah, that was Brendan Rodgers' fault, though. Don't do that.
Oh, Brendan Rodgers, yeah. He picked him off.
Don't fucking start me. Okay, watch this. I'm gonna stamp on someone. Yeah, that was Rodgers. Yeah.
Yeah, bro, he came with head hot, fam. Do you know what I mean? What else would you expect,
me?
Yeah.
You know I built this club.
Brick by brick.
I'll be damned.
But big up the Egyptian king, man. I don't think he's going to do that. I hope he's not going to do that.
He's going to pack it in next year, man.
No. I think we're going to go again next year, hopefully.
I think he's going to have a brazy season next year again.
Again and again. But the one we are contemplating at the end of the season, Mr. Trent, we'll come back to you, my dog. But man, let's run through the rest of these games quick. Chelsea 2, Ipswich 2. Chelsea are a team that are falling off a cliff,
Remember when they was...
They were in a title race, weren't they?
In a title race.
They were in a title charge. Now they're
in danger. They're in jeopardy of falling out of the top five.
Let's have a look at where they are, bro. Because they're on 54 points. Aston Villa are on 54 points. And Newcastle are now on 56 points, and Man City are on 55 points. Okay. So there's
they're fifth.
And Forest are on 57 points, so even they can get dragged down.
Oh, wow.
So Chelsea are currently sixth. Yeah. Do we think as well Fulham play Bournemouth tomorrow? If they win, they go 51 points. Could they even sneak into
Fulham?
This?
Shout Fulham getting in there, man.
London boys.
Taking it there, man.
The inner boys, bro. They could sneak into this little conversation as well.
London boys.
Come on, man.
Big up Ipswich, though. 2-2.
That's great stuff, you know. I really thought Chelsea would cook, man.
I really thought Chelsea would cook this weekend. But Jesus.
And Ipswich went 2-0 up, but I think Ipswich are probably worse than Arsenal when it comes to, or as bad as Arsenal when it comes to dropping points from winning positions, bro.
Yes, bro.
Stinks, bro. Arsenal are the same, bro. Bare winning positions that we drop points from, it's jarring, man.
It's actually been horrible this season, man. I feel like with Ipswich, bro, that's been our biggest L. This season is we've always kind of got ourselves in a good position, look like we could do something, and then we can see the silly goal and ready, then we lose the game. Happened against Brentford.
What they call it, what's that English phrase? Oh, they shit the bed.
Shit the bed every time.
That is crazy.
Look, Ipswich, man, I think...
That is actually crazy to say.
I think was this one single home win, I think. And I think
one win.
At home, I think that was against Chelsea. I think we've... Who's the other wins? Wolves, Chelsea...
You beat Tottenham away.
Beat Tottenham.
Class.
Yeah, so I think when we beat Tottenham, I thought, yeah, okay, cool. We actually could do something.
Might be doing time.
But already, it was
Tottenham was just garbage, bro.
And then, yeah, when 17. We lost to Southampton, when we lost to Southampton at home.
Yeah, that's bad. At home?
At home. Nail in the coffin. Oh, no. That's childish. And by the way, you said about Southampton doing a derby thing. They're on currently on less points than Derby.
Less?
Yeah, 10 points.
Fam.
Yeah, yeah. So,
shout out Ramsdale though, he saved two pens the other day.
Wait, Southampton
are
on
10
points.
Southampton are on
10
points.
Have they won
a
game?
Struggle is real.
I don't know if they've actually won a game, actually. I'm going to look at that.
The struggle is so.
They've probably even won one game and then the rest of the points just come from draws.
Yeah,
they're so bad, they're probably not going to come back up next year. They might not even be in playoff.
But you know what's so mad about that, yeah? You see, like obviously they're dead in the Prem. They might go champ and then be getting
and be jogging 60
again. Something points and you're thinking broski, but it just shows the difference.
They're just gonna go up and down, up and down. Man of Chelsea, anything to be said about these man, bruv? Because if they don't finish in the Champions League, what's Maresca say? I know the Chelsea fans are not really happy with Maresca at the moment, are they?
The championship manager, innit?
Yeah. Well apparently managing Leicester fans were saying Chelsea. This last season as well. Apparently he kind of fell off a cliff towards the end of the season.
Leicester were flying last year and then yeah, literally like you said, they kind of fell off a cliff a little bit, so there was already questions
Chelsea
hanging over Maresca's head before he signed for Chelsea. So started well
potential.
Title charge and that. I bet a couple of them fans were whispering, yo, it's on you know.
It's on you know.
And then ready?
Just looking at their team now, man. Is there anyone we're kind of looking at that as like a key performer? Madueke had a good game, I guess, but Madueke is levels, man. He's a good player, but is he levels?
It's not levels, man.
He's not levels?
He's all right.
He's all right?
He's all right. He's a good Premier League winger.
I think...
But there's better ones.
Hudson Odoi and Elanga are about a lot better than him.
Yeah, they've had way better years, them two.
Yeah, that's very true.
But, I mean, obviously, Madueke had that injury spell, and he was doing all right for Chelsea. Yeah. Like, earlier on in the season, they were jogging a little bit.
Yeah.
Cole Palmer's gone cold. Like his stolen celebration.
Yeah, he's had a bad season.
Very, very cold.
By his high standards that he
set last
season.
Is a myth.
Oh, nah. And
see that? He's someone actually put that picture up.
João Felix failed experiment.
Yeah, true. Someone said his house, he showed a picture of a house full of balloons. He said Nkunku after another game.
Kind of like the weekend's albums, House of Balloons.
Nkunku, yeah. Oh, bro.
Oh, he's peak. Man.
Big disappointment.
Yeah,
you know?
I can't lie. I'm actually disappointed in Nkunku. Big disappointment. I was going to come and be like, okay, he might do something.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, numbers good. That he was putting up in Germany, he was looking mad.
That is disappointing.
Come here, he's on a Timo Werner thing, bro.
All right. Yeah, so Charles, Arsenal, man, them. Arsenal, Brentford, obviously 1-1. One thing we want to talk... Actually, I want to talk about it after you, man, talk about Arsenal.
Go ahead.
What are your thoughts on the game, bro? Partey scored. That's always good.
Great finish, bro.
What, do you see the guy who set up?
Declan Rice. Oh, he had a slow start to the season and then like he just picked it up and he's just been consistent.
He's saying he's worth it, yeah.
Fam, the man there scorching that owe an apology, fam.
Yeah, so listen, man, even I owe somewhat of an apology. But actually, no, fuck that guy. I'm joking.
Bro, right.
I'm playing.
Man talking about, oh, he can't take it on a half turn. That's all right. You lot can have your half turn. I'll take my 2-3 kicks.
Yeah. Did you see that guy on TikTok? I don't like this. He's a bit annoying on that. What's that podcast called, man? The one with the other, like, okay, this is controversial in itself. You know how like we got the Mandem podcast, on YouTube, but then you got like the white guy podcast.
Okay, yeah.
He's on one of the white guy podcasts, but it's like the white equivalent. I can't remember what they call it. It's in like a locker room.
Right.
What's it called, man?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's got a YouTuber in it, man. The guy that does like free kicks and that.
YouTuber?
Yeah.
That's free kicks.
Man like that. I'm sorry, man. I reckon if I went on my socials, if I went on TikTok.
It's offside or something.
Off
anyway,
the scoop.
Off the scoop. There's a... Oh, I can't remember what it's called. But anyways, there's this one guy on TikTok, he was saying like... And one of the guys from that podcast basically called him out because there was one guy on TikTok who was like, why do people say, like, on the half turn? Like, it's not even a thing. Like it's not even that big a deal. Mm-hmm. And this other guy from that podcast was like, bro, like, you can't be talking about football and then say, like, on the half turn is not a thing. Like, how can you be, like, a football content creator and then make a big kick and fuss about, like, someone praising someone to do it on the half turn? And then I just feel like it's like a microcosm of where we're at in the game.
Maybe the point that he was getting at is that when it comes to Rice's game, I feel like a lot of people might be hating just because it's Arsenal. But at the same time, I think a lot of people, you know, obviously hold him to that £100 million price tag, which he didn't pick, to be fair.
Yeah.
Grealish never picked it. Pogba never picked it, all these players. But
you buy different players for different jobs, you know.
Yeah, and I think with a lot of players, like, when you're criticizing them, it's always, or more time, it's often stuff that they don't do that you pick at and you zero in on, and you kind of ignore everything that he does.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So
it's like Darwin Nunez, man. You pay 8 million for him. Like, he doesn't score, but he makes great runs. So it's like, what are you mad at him for? Do you know what I mean?
He drags players away.
Yeah, exactly. He creates space, man.
He creates space.
So I don't know why you're mad at him.
He's a striker. He's got to score the goals. But yeah, like with Declan Rice, like, I mean, yeah, you can talk about like through balls and receiving a ball in the half turn and playing through the lines and whatnot, but okay, cool. But when you talk about every other part of his game, yeah, solid, bro.
I do hear it. There's some stuff, obviously, as a... How old is Declan Rice, actually?
Mid-20s, I want to say.
Yeah, mid-20s. 25, 26.
I guess there is some things... I guess there's preference in it, what you'd want to see from him, but still, you can't knock what of a good player he is in it.
And he's,
I mean?
And he's even showing a lot of versatility still. Obviously, Arteta's got him playing this left-eight position for England. He sits in a double pivot. Like, yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? And he jugs in for both club and country. Like, you can't really... You can't really knock him too tough, man.
Yeah, you can't.
I know he's not Spanish and that, but...
He's Declan Rice from Kingston, mate.
From Kingston and upon Thames.
Kingston upon Thames, bro. So, man, talk to me about Thames. This game, bro. Obviously, 1-1 is not... Obviously, you guys went 1-0 up with 60
first. Not ideal, man.
Not ideal, but the game's the game, innit?
We need to make sure we get a couple free points on the board, because some of these, man, are...
They're creeping.
Yeah, they're creeping.
Top five, man.
You know what I mean? They're creeping, they're keeping us honest, so we need to make sure that we keep them at arm's length.
Like, obviously, we know we're not going to win the league, but we don't want to not get second place.
Yeah, if we get third, then, boy, the uproar will just be insane, especially if we don't win the Champions League. Uproar will just be insanity. Yeah, exactly.
I think this Champions League run as well, I think, not to say that Arteta was under pressure anyway, because I think, I don't think he was under pressure for his job anyway, but I think that, like, that whole even conversation rising up because of this Champions League run has kind of, like, put that all to bed. But I think if you guys finish third... The skeptics are skeptical, innit?
Yeah,
but I don't think that conversation should be even entertained.
This is probably the first year that he's gone through, apart from like when he first came to the team.
Yeah.
It's probably the first year that like we've had turbulence.
Yeah, it's true.
And we're second and we're on the cusp of a Champions League semi-final. Like, we're not doing terrible.
Yeah, exactly, man. True. You know? It is what it is. But the one thing I want to shout out to this was, because this is what I found interesting, I saw this stat earlier, is Brentford, man. Big up Brentford, because apparently, and I think this stat is correct, Brentford might be the only team in the league that have two players on 15 plus goals, and that's Brian Mbeumo and Johan Wissa.
Yeah, I kind of, they're jugging though, those two players. Yeah. Like, since Tony's left.
Yeah, they
just took the goals between themselves, man.
Yeah, that's good. That's you know what they say. I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for you. That's hilarious, bro. Yeah, so Wiss has got 15 goals in the Prem as well, and so has Mbeumo. He's got,
it's the best two man step.
16 goals in the Prem. So yeah, damn, for
real.
Man.
That's actually quite
impressive, isn't it? Yeah. So the man between them, 30 goals. So big number, 31 goals even. Man, is there anyone you admire from Brentford? Obviously, those two players are players that I admire from Brentford.
Damsgaard in the middle, great player.
Was that a red card, man? And what do you man think of that challenge on Martinelli?
On Martinelli,
could have been on another day.
It could have been. Yeah. I wasn't screaming and shouting for it, but like it really could have been. It was a
scissor ting.
That scissor challenge is dangerous.
It was there, bro. Yeah. If his foot was planted.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. That could have been fatal still.
Yeah, I know. I've seen some bad decisions this season, but I think that was one that's like on the border, isn't it?
And it's one of them ones like, yo, it's not funny, but it's like, you see a challenge, like, yo, you man, chill, man. We got Champions League.
What's your problem, fam?
I got work tomorrow.
Yeah.
I got work in the week.
We got Champions League. Why are you trying to injure our players, fam?
Big facts. Well, man, let's round up with the rest of the games. Obviously, Aston Villa win 3-0 over Southampton.
Comfortable.
Yeah, the only team that played in Europe this week that didn't come up against problems, but, bro, imagine they missed two pens. Against Southampton, still won 3-0.
Yeah, exactly.
Them man are trash, bro. See you later, Southampton. Yeah. You lot are boring, man.
Third time Ramsdale's been relegated as well.
Stress.
It's not something you want on your CV, is it?
Obviously, the team are horrible, and like I see him, he's still flying about trying to make saves and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
But that team just they don't do him any favours, man. They can't defend, bro. They've got like 9-10 points, man.
Yeah, it's over. Peak, man. It is peak for them. Everton win 1-0 away at Forest. This is a Doucouré with a 94th minute winner. Sorry.
Great win.
Fantastic, man.
That is fantastic, isn't it? James Tarkowski with a match performance.
Was Chris Wood starting or is he still injured?
Let's have a Luke, Charles. Let's have a Chris little Luke, Wood. Shall we? He did start this game.
He did start because he ain't scored in a little bit, to be fair.
One thing I find interesting, though, what Nuno Santos does is he rotates them wingers bare, you know, because Jota Silva started this game and Alanga came off the bench. But I've seen like games where like Callum Hudson-Odoi hasn't started, and then Alanga hasn't started, and then both of them haven't started. He does switch it up a lot, man. I find that interesting, actually, to be fair. But Forest do look like they're going to get a Champions League place regardless. Yeah,
hopefully just don't continue losing these games, you know, getting pinched by Everton and all that.
You know? Yeah, for real.
And then Brighton versus Leicester, man. This was a 2-2. This is the first time Leicester have scored in like five, six games.
Great effort. Crazy. Same way Ipswich had a great effort against Chelsea. This is a great one from Leicester. Pegging back Brighton 2-2, you know.
Yeah. Hey, I said it's a great effort, like, yo, yeah, it's good, but yeah, next week you'll be back to normal.
100%. I mean, you know, they're an embarrassment again, you know.
Are you not embarrassed?
They're not even fighting to sneak themselves out of relegation this year. I think are they already done?
Yeah, well, they're on 18 points. We're on 21 points. As an Ipswich,
they're pretty much. I mean, both of them are pretty much already down. But yeah, this was a good game, man.
Yeah, Van Nistelrooy is disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah,
I guess maybe if your team just ain't got the quality, what can you do?
He took a difficult job, though.
Jamie Vardy returns to the Prem at the age of, man, how old is he? 38 years old.
Wow.
7 goals, 3 assists.
Coming like LeBron and them, man.
Trust me.
What are you thinking? We taking that?
What, his career?
No.
He's talking about
this season.
He's talking about him, like, well, I mean, he's not talking, but there's talks about him potentially retiring. I think he's like, nah, I'm not going to. But I wouldn't blame him, bro. The man, they're what, 37, 38?
38, bro.
Won a Prem, won an FA Cup, done a lot.
His career is decent.
I just don't think he's levels anymore, man.
He's not levels, man.
You know, I just don't think he's levels.
See them out there? They're not levels.
Yeah, trust me, man. Anymore. Unfortunately, 7 goals in the Prem, though, I'll take it. Do you know what I mean?
Last season, that Red Bull's running out.
In it, fam. I was going to get a new deal, maybe sign with Monster or something like that. But all right, man. Bournemouth take on Fulham tomorrow in the Premier League.
Interesting.
That'll
game.
Be an interesting game, to be fair. Big up Bournemouth. The Innit Boys take on the Seasiders. But, man, that is the Bench Podcast, another one in the books. But before we go, man, how are we feeling about Wednesday, mate? This could be history. Arteta, this could be his coming of age story.
I'm trying to go somewhere and watch it so I can capture vibes.
I'm gonna be in the Globe in Baker Street.
Oh yeah, you're stepping out. Yeah,
I know a couple of people that I'm actually going to their wedding. The people that run the club in the Globe in Baker Street.
They're having a wedding on that day.
They're having their wedding like the day after the Champions League final or something. Like
that is techie.
And they're both Arsenal fans.
They're both big Arsenal fans as well, right?
Huge.
Yeah. So we're saying you're extending the invite.
Shout out, man.
Big up the lads.
Extend the invite.
Awesome.
Can
night?
I come wear a suit?
Where's he
a black suit?
Wednesday night, come Globe, man.
What country is he from? The Ghana
State. They're both English.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, both English.
I was going to say, they're going to be jollof fries, man. Doesn't look like
that's going to be cooked over there.
Not that kind of pub fella. Trust me.
If we win Champions League, I'm bringing jollof fries to the pod, and we're going to eat it while we pod.
Yeah.
That's one of the big silver pots, though. That's an amazing shout. I don't mind
with
that.
Free containers, yeah. Plantain, everything. I might get some goat meat.
I can't lie. I want chicken still.
Chicken and plantain.
When we win the Prem, I'll bring fish and chips, yeah.
No, listen. I want this. That £20 is.
Oh my days, so yeah, of course.
I'm not forgetting, bro. I'm not forgetting.
Dinner's on you, bro.
Yeah, true.
That £20, I know my Nando's order already.
No, I'm not. Boys,
dinner's
let me
on
down,
you, bro.
No, London forever.
We've finish the job, bro.
No, we
have
to.
Job not done. What's to be happy about?
Yeah, I have to be outside that Wednesday. I have to watch it somewhere and then go mad.
It's going to be a good, entertaining game, isn't it, man?
I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I think there will be a couple twists and turns on the night, but I think Arsenal go through. I can't lie. I can't see that man scoring like 4 or 5 goals against you,
but,
man.
No, but
you
know
what it is, considered 4 or 5 goals in ages, blood.
Do you know what it is? It's just...
They might
have a spur of like 15 minutes, just bag 3 goals.
What, Mbappe?
Aye, this is football.
Grabs the ball out of the net.
This is football. We've seen strange things, man.
That's true. I can't see you guys conceding 4 or 5 goals, man.
Okay. And deeper, they should have scored at the Emirates.
They should
have. At least once.
Would you say is our game to lose then?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's our game to lose, isn't it?
100%. But all right, guys, you know what time it is. We shall be here to talk about it again next week, man. We are The Bench Podcast. Make sure if you're listening on all DSPs. Yes, yeah. DSPs. Thank you, sir. Make sure you give us a nice review. Like, share, subscribe. Do all that for the podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, share, subscribe. We appreciate you, man.
Let's go. We shall
see you same place, same time next week, baby. And maybe Arsenal were in the Champions League.
Come on.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, for real.
Let's go, baby.
14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.